I was just flashing back when your group developed BR and had an incredible paper showing that BR was better than R-CHOP in patients with indolent lymphoma, particularly follicular cell lymphoma. I remember when the BR data first came out, everybody was just shocked. Nobody was even using BR in the United States for, I'd say, a year. People just couldn't believe it. And then, of course, now we're talking about lymphoma, but then it became really standard of care. But it's also been utilized extensively in CLL. And I guess my question is, where does BR fit in nowadays? First of all, is there ever a situation where you would use it first line?
Yeah, so I mean, BR to me remains a viable treatment option for patients who are not eligible for FCR. So those are clearly the ones above the age of 65 or 70 or with decreased renal function. And the other important parameter to me again is the mutated IGHV. Obviously, these patients must not have 17p abnormality or TP53 mutation because this puts them out of the scenario for chemotherapy at all. But patients with mutated V genes, also with BR, have a pretty reasonable outcome. We know that from the Alliance trial where BR, remember, was used as the standard arm and compared to ibrutinib and ibrutinib plus rituximab. There was, for the overall trial, a significant superiority of both ibrutinib arms. But among patients with mutated V genes, that difference was very much diminished. So for those patients with mutated V genes, BR in the frontline setting may remain a viable treatment option, in particular when we have other factors in the game, like being on anticoagulants or having cardiac problems that may put patients to a risk when it comes to ibrutinib treatment.
So that's a really interesting perspective.